Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Jesus is risen. Alleluia. We are here, and that is what Jesus Christ, God, desires. And we are here. In the opening prayer, the collect we heard, he's the one who conquered death. He is the one who unlocked for us the path to eternity. Doesn't that sound like someone you can trust? The one who conquered death and unlocked the path for eternity. We don't have anything to fear from death. If we have this one on our side, there's nothing to fear. And we're all going to die. And yet we shouldn't fear. Because God desires us. Now, St. Peter lets us know we have what we need to believe. That's what got you up this morning. Enough to come in here. For his audience, he was saying the prophets have testified to this man. He says, not everyone's gotten to see all the things we've gotten to see, but you have enough to listen to our message. You have enough to listen to the prophets, etc. And additionally, we here have St. Peter, the apostles, the good news, the gospel, and the church, which continues to teach, guided by the Holy Spirit. We have enough to believe. And so we must. But yet, when we do, it should get rid of all fear. Fear of death. We are here to follow him. Not just here, not just on Easter, not just every Sunday, and not just every day, but all day, every day. We should desire him to be walking with us as he desires to be walking with us. All day, every day, in everything, in every conversation, action, TV show or movie that you choose on any given night. We need to invite him there. We should want no breaks from the one who conquered death and unlocked the path to eternity. We should want him with us, guiding us, guarding us. Because he is the only one who can take all the fear away. So when you hear someone say, well, I pray before meals. That's it. We all can do better. Well, that priest doesn't understand. He doesn't work and he doesn't have three kids. Well, something needs to give then. If you don't have time to pray. We hear about in the reading from Paul about over worrying, participating in the matters of the world. I'm not saying to ignore the world, but don't over consume it to the point where I don't have time. for Jesus. I don't have time to pray. What are you saying? You are out of balance. You are not on the path. Or if you are on the path, you are standing there. And that's about it. Yeah. Someone with three kids working, you need to find a way to take an hour off your work schedule per day so you can pray. Yes. Find a way. But don't neglect your spiritual life. Don't neglect the one who desires to be with you, who desires you to guide you past all the dangers that would pull you from him. You're not going to give that priority? In the gospel, the disciple who arrived at the tomb first saw and believed. That disciple, St. John, loved Jesus. Of course, Peter loved Jesus too. But there was something special in St. John in the area of love. And he outran Peter. And he believed. Mary Magdalene got to see Jesus. John didn't after the resurrection immediately. John didn't, but he believed when he saw the empty tomb because love had prepared him. And when you pray, when you give time to the Lord every day, when you take from the world, time from the world, a little less TV, a little less work, and you give that to God, your love is going to grow too. And that will have a great, great, great effect on your relationship with God as it did with St. John. Let this Easter help you to grow in love for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.